This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Degenerate Derek Podcast.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Week 11 recap show. Your boy, Degenerate Derek. I finally did it. Well, kind of. I went 4-1 this weekend, okay? 4-1. Finally had a dominating weekend. My only loss being my least confident pick. You know, you break it down 5-4-3-2-1. 4-1, all won. My only pick that lost was my fifth pick, which was the Dolphins minus 12.5 versus the Raiders, which they easily could have covered. There was a play, especially towards like the last like 3 minutes of the game, where the Raiders definitely did a backwards pass that definitely would have been picked up by the Dolphins if it wouldn't have been blown dead immediately. Which, you know, I would have covered. What it could have, should have. I'm not bitching about it. I ain't even complaining. Whatever. It's just, I'm just saying, it was there. Like, the cover was right there. Didn't happen. So that was my only loss. I had a win in the Bills minus 7. They crushed the Jets, just like I thought they would. Vikings plus 2.5. They lose that game, but they cover the 2.5 because they lose by 1, 21-20. Vikings dominated the majority of that game. But I got to give the Broncos credit because they nutted up at the end. They finally scored a touchdown, took the lead, and then their defense stepped up and shut them down, even when the Vikings just needed a field goal in Denver, almost kick it from anywhere and as a field goal try. But they held the Vikings to not even getting a field goal try. They win the game by 1, so I cover in that one. 49ers minus 11.5 versus the Bucks. They cover that. And my favorite pick of the afternoon yesterday, Jags minus 7 versus the Titans. The Jags blow out the Titans, just like I told you. Jags got crushed last week by the Niners, but I knew that the Jags weren't a bad team. I knew it. I'm just like, that was just a bad game. They got their asses beat. They were facing a 49ers team that needed to get back on the right track, and they just got the shit kicked out of them. They're going to bounce back this week, and they blew out the Titans. So I go 4-1 last week. So now, overall record moves to 25-28-2. All right. Now we're heading into week 12. So I got some time. I'm now 3 games back from being 500. I could easily get that this weekend. We'll see how that goes. But I'm feeling good. 25-28-2. Not a great record, but it's hard not to feel good after you go 4-1 on a weekend and you just finally dominate. You finally dominate a weekend. It was bound to happen. I would have loved 5-0. That would have been fucking sick, but I'll take 4-1. I will take 4-1. Especially with coming in, I think my best record of the year was 3-2. So a 4-1, give that. Give it to me. Some of the other games over the weekend. Let's go Steelers-Browns. That was a very boring but yet interesting game. Browns pull out the victory 13-10. Bears and Lions was damn good. I feel bad for Bears fans. Not real. I mean, whatever. What was a win going to do for the Bears there? But the Lions end up scoring 17 in the fourth and win that game 31-26. They didn't cover, but it was impressive, though, that they were able to win that game in a game that felt like Chicago dominated, where Justin Fields, I think he had 100 yards rushing on the day. I mean, he was just, you know, he was tearing them up. Packers get the win over the Chargers 23-20. Dolphins, yeah, they beat the Raiders. They didn't cover. Giants beat the dog shit out of the Commanders. I think the Commanders were favored by like 9 or 10 in that game. They lose that game by like, what, 12? Jeez. Cowboys, they take care of business. 33-10 against the Panthers. They covered in that game. Deron Bland gets his fourth pick six of the year. Not of his career, of the season. Got his fourth pick six. And again, the Cowboys just beat the dog shit out of a 1-9 Carolina Panthers team. They did what they were supposed to do. I got to give them credit, you know, going in there and taking care of business as they should. Dak played well, 25-38, 189 yards, couple TDs. You know, we saw a little bit of Cooper Rush even enter that game. I thought Tony Pollard had a good game. He had a touchdown, I think like 50 or 60 yards on the ground. It was just a good, you know, it was a decent performance. It was a game that they should have won. They won and covered. Now we move on to Washington for Thanksgiving, right? And the Cowboys got Washington, I believe, right? Yeah. Commanders, 3:30 on Thursday. Thursday slate is Packers, Lions, Commanders, Cowboys, and 49ers, Seahawks. Those are Thanksgiving Day games, just in case you were wondering, which I'm sure you probably already knew that. Oh, and before I completely move on from the Cowboys, shout out to Jimmy Johnson. I did see that he's going to go into the Ring of Honor here in a couple weeks. About time, obviously, if you're a Cowboys fan. Everybody knows that guy should have been in the Ring of Honor years ago. It's ridiculous that he hasn't been. Obviously, there was, you know, beef for many years between Jerry Jones and Jimmy Johnson. And I know Jerry has a lot to do with that. I think Jimmy had a lot to do with it, too, because Jimmy was always talking shit. You know, which I don't blame Jimmy for talking shit, because Jerry was talking shit, and then they're both just talking shit. So then Jerry's like, why am I going to put you in my Ring of Honor? Except for it's the right thing to do, because he was obviously a great coach and, you know, won all those Super Bowls. So I'm glad to see Jimmy Johnson going in. I don't really give a shit that much, because it's just a reminder of how long it's been since the Cowboys have done anything ever at all. So that's going to be tough. I think that's why, if I'm being honest, I don't even think it was the salty feelings or anything. I think Jerry was just like, I don't want to put him into the Ring of Honor until I get another Super Bowl with somebody else again. Because I know he got that one with Barry Switzer, but obviously, you know, people don't really give him credit for that, because that was still Jimmy's team. But I think Jerry was trying to hold it off until he had like another Super Bowl. But I think Jerry realizes, I'm going to die soon. That's probably not going to happen. I should probably put this man in the Ring of Honor, because, you know, if he dies and then his son Steven has to do it, it would just be ridiculous. It'd be ridiculous for Jerry not to be alive and do it himself. So shout out to Jimmy. More than deserved to be in there, obviously. You know, there's no arguing that. Moving on, though, Titans-Jags. We had that game. Texans-Cardinals. I told you that game was going to be a little tricky. That's why I left the Texans off my card. Luckily, I did, because I believe they were 5.5-point favorites. Maybe they were 5 at the time when I recorded this, but I know it ended at like 5.5. They win the game by 5, so they take care of business. C.J. Stroud did throw a bunch of picks, though. I think he threw like 2 or 3 interceptions. But kudos to the Texans. Even when they had a tough game, they struggled. When you turn the ball over that much and you could still win, that's impressive. 49ers took care of business. I had that game. Bills, I had that game. Rams upset the Seahawks 17-16. Oh, God. The poor Seahawks. I don't know. That team's having a real up and down year. They drop one that they definitely should have had against the Rams, but they lose that one. And then, obviously, the Vikings, that was Sunday Night Football. So, that is Week 11. I went 4-1. I dominated it. Not going to brag or, you know, pound my chest too much. It is what it is. I've had a terrible season, but it is nice to go 4-1. I'm not going to say I'm back. You won't hear me say I'm back until I get 3 or 4 games above 500. Until then, we're just going to keep grinding, staying humble, because we're still getting our asses beat overall. But there is a chance. There is a chance that I could end this season with a winning record, which would be amazing. Especially after still not having a winning record through week 1 through 11. I'm still not there. Still 25-28-2 overall. Not good. But we can build on 4-1. I've had back-to-back weeks now where I haven't had a losing week. I went 2-2-1 last week. That's not really a losing week. That's more, we'll just call that even, okay? Even though some of you will argue because of the juice, whatever, I get it, okay? Well, whatever. Went 4-1 this week, 25-28-2 overall. We'll move on to week 12. Don't forget, I'll have week 12's podcast out by, I'll probably have it out by Wednesday, because I'm probably going to record it before I leave for, you know, the Thanksgiving holiday. I can't see myself coming back to the studio. So We'll just say it now. Look for that podcast to be out on Wednesday for Week 12's picks, okay? Other than that, Monday Night Football, Eagles-Chiefs. Chiefs are 2.5-point favorites at home. Man, I don't know which way you go with this game. I really don't. Obviously, you know, you can't. I could go either way. This should be a great game. Hopefully it is. Monday Night Football. Super Bowl rematch. Doesn't look like Taylor Swift will be in the building, though. Just saying. Doesn't look like Taylor Swift will be there. I feel like this obviously could easily be another Super Bowl preview, which sucks to say for the Eagles because they've just been there so much recently. And that pains me as a Cowboys fan to say, but you got to be realistic. That team's got some dudes. They've went all in on this team again. They have drafted well, and they're a tough team, just like the Chiefs. I feel like the Eagles probably win tonight. I feel like the Eagles win tonight, and if they play again in the Super Bowl, the Chiefs win. But I would go Eagles plus 2.5. I'm probably, if I'm being honest, I'm probably not going to bet on this game. I really don't think I am, just because I don't have a view. Like, I can't come up with a pick on it. I really can't. It's that tricky to me. And I say I won't bet on it, but there hasn't been a Monday night game this year that I haven't bet on, so I definitely probably will bet on it if I'm being honest. And if I do, it'll definitely be the cheat. No. No, it'll be Eagles. I'm just kidding. Eagles plus 2.5. You know what? Matter of fact, right now, I'm just going to go ahead and place the bet. I don't know why I'm acting like I'm not going to bet on the game. I'm going to bet on the game. And yes, okay. All right, I am placing the bet on the Eagles plus 2.5. Okay, there it is, locked in. 110 to win 100. Eagles plus 2.5 is my pick for tonight. Appreciate you guys. Thanks for hanging out. I know it's a quick podcast. I got a shit ton of stuff to do today. There's a bunch of people that weren't here. Me and Billy are working this week. Billy Madison Show live Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday this week. Next Monday, don't forget, Return of Nard on the Billy Madison Show next Monday. But we're here live the rest of the week. Well, till Wednesday anyways. I'll have Week 12 picks out for you on Wednesday afternoon. Hope you guys have a great week. Enjoy the game tonight. I'm going to go Eagles plus 2.5. And I'll be back on Wednesday with my Week 12 picks, all right? Have a good day.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to f***ing podcast and get help. Seriously, The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.